Everybody, welcome to week 8 here of the Onega Girls Buffalo's Locker Room Chat here with head coach Craig Boswell. Coach, right here, getting another big win on this season. Now puts you at 6-8 overall and now 2-5 in the league play. You beat Frankfurt 46-36. Big time win. But right before we talk about that game, let's talk about the game on Friday against Clifton Clyde, just losing 57-25. In that game, Haskins had 7 and Ringel just led with 8. What can you tell me about last Friday's game before we talk about that big win on Frankfurt?
Yeah, Clifton Clyde, you know, they have a really good athlete, point guard works, and, you know, our main concern was to kind of hold their two top guards and kind of play off on the other girls, and kind of let the other girls beat us, and, that's exactly what happened. They had a couple girls, that performed, way better than kind of what we thought. They had, an individual that shot 3 threes in the first quarter, and it was up 21 points that first quarter, I think, and so they just took it all out of us that first quarter and really laid it to us. And, you know, it was just kind of one of those nights. We tried to get stuff going, and they just set back in that 2-3 zone. And unfortunately, our girls, you know, really couldn't convert getting shots up. They held us scoreless in the third quarter. Just was one of those nights, but we got to find other ways to score. And, you know, I thought we kind of bounced back really well against Frankfurt.
And now here to, again, talking about that Frankfurt game, a big-time bounce back. Bridget Campbell, who had 13 points. She had 3 threes on that game. Abby Ringel had 14. Jaden Haskins with another great game, 10 points, went 4 from 5 from the free throw line. What can you kind of tell me in that big win, and how's that kind of going to motivate your team here, kind of leading to the rest of the season as you continue league play on Friday against Centralia, and next Monday you exit league play in a non-league game against Oskaloosa?
Yeah, you know, like, I felt like we were a completely different team. We were just a lot more relaxed. You know, I think we kind of maybe learned something against Clifton Clyde a little bit. We got to find other ways to score, you know, driving to the hoop, and our defense is a little bit more aggressive, I thought. But ultimately, you know, the girls moved the ball around really well. Each individual contributed really great. It was good to see, you know, Bridget Campbell kind of coming off, I think, maybe her season high. You know, she was really kind of feeling the stroke outside on the three-point line. So that really got the girls going. And, you know, she was helping, you know, creating plays, and Haskins was creating plays, and our posts were posting up really good, and finishing the easy bunnies. I mean, it just looked like a different team, and we got to stay consistent and be that team that shows up. And if we do, you know, like I said, we'll be able to compete in this league. And you know, with those non-league games for next week, you know, we can probably pick one or two up. And so, yeah, we're kind of excited about it.
Upcoming here on the schedule against Centralia on Friday, and then next Monday against Oskaloosa, and then on that following on Friday against the Washington County Tigers. This has been the Onega Locker Room Chat, Girls Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Maine Star Cross. Coach Craig Boswell, thank you for joining us as always.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.